Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, we praise you. We worship your name and we lift your name up. But there's no other name that we can call upon whereby men and women can be saved. Therefore, Father, on this prophetic call tonight, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we declare in the name of Jesus that your will be done. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that all our needs have already been met according to your riches and glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare and affirm that you are our shepherd and we will have no need nor want for anything. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare in your precious name that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare that all shall be well according to your riches and glory. We declare in the name of Jesus new beginnings for your people on tonight. We declare in the name of Jesus that miracles and open doors be granted unto your people in the name of Jesus. We declare in your wondrous name that your people will begin to speak your word and power and might, and nothing shall be denied. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare healing for your people. We decree holiness. We declare righteousness for your people. Father God, we declare victory in every area, in every aspect of their life. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare even as we stand in this space, even as we stand in this sacred moment that you have ordained, we declare that this space will be a space of miracles. We declare in the name of Jesus that this space will be a place of breakthroughs and shifting that will take place in the lives of your people. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Prophet Naomi, open up the line so that we can start praying to the Holy Ghost. In the
And Father, we thank you and we give you praise, O God. We worship your name and we give you honor, Father. Father, we thank you for our first family. We thank you, O God, for Archbishop Eve and our Jordan. We thank you, O Lord, for Pastor Deborah, and we thank you, Father, for Mother Jordan. We thank you, O God, for Mother Marion, and we thank you, O Father, for Prophetess Naomi and her husband and her children. We thank you, O God, for Prophetess Bethany and her children, O Father. We thank you, O God, for Prophet Joshua, his wife and his daughter, O God. We thank you, Father, for Prophet Aaron, and we thank you, O God, for Prophet Manasseh. Now, Father, I ask, O God, that you would also remember my family. Remember my children, O God, Quazel, Nazinga, Kajira, Jekiah and Elijah. And Father, I ask, oh God, as we touch and we agree here on this call, that Father, you would keep them, prosper them, and allow them to make the correct choices in life. Father, we ask, oh God, in Jesus' name, that you would touch the hopeless, oh God. Touch the mothers, oh God, that are raising their sons or raising their children alone, God. We ask that you would give them strength and wisdom on how to handle a home, oh God. We ask you, oh Father, that you would touch those that are brokenhearted and those that are confused and those, oh God, that are physically abused and mentally challenged, oh God. Remember the homeless, Father. Remember those that are in need tonight, oh God, of financial increase. We ask you, oh God, that you would touch the prayer requests that have came forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Cooper and the Cruises, oh God. We ask that you would remember them, Father. We decree and declare, oh God, that your word is so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this midnight cry, Father God. We thank you that we are up tonight, a new day, walking in a new day with you, Father God, lifting you up, Father, giving you the praise, giving you glory, giving you honor, dear Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your covering around us, dear Lord. We thank you for your angels, dear Lord Jesus. We thank you for just giving us strength, Father God. We thank you for everything that you have done for us, dear Lord. We thank you for all that's on the call tonight, Father God. We thank you for those that's listening, dear Lord. We thank you for those that was not able to be on the call, dear Lord. Remember them, Father God. And Father God, I lift up Archbishop and Lady Lady, Pastor Deborah, dear night, dear Lord Jesus. Continue to bless them, dear Lord. Give them their heart's desire, Father God. Look upon their family, dear Lord. Look upon their grandchildren, dear Lord. I lift up Mother Jordan and Mother Darian to you, Father God. I lift them up, Father, that they will continue to have strength, Father, and live long life, Father God. Continue to uphold their body, give their body strength, Father God, nourishing, dear Lord Jesus, and we thank you, Father. And Father God, we thank you for Aisha, dear Lord. Look upon her, Father God. She's standing in the gap, Father, decreeing, declare her healing, dear Lord. We trust and believe in it. It is so, Father God. And look upon Basta, dear Lord. Continue to lift them up to you, Father God. Look upon those that ask for prayer tonight, Father God. And Father, look for those that need a financial blessing, dear Lord. Look upon those that need just a touch from you, Father God. Look upon the children, dear Lord, that's on their way coming home from school, from college, dear Lord. Look upon the children that's going back Monday, Father God. Continue to cover them, Father God. Every step that they take, Father, let the angels be camped around them, Father God. Look upon all the homeless people, Father God. Make a way for them, dear Lord. Open up doors for them for housing, dear Lord. Help our people, Father God. You know who they are, Father. And, Father, we thank you. We give you the praise, dear Lord. Look upon all the pastors, dear Lord Jesus. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God. And we thank you and we give you the glory, dear Lord. And, Father, I lift my son. I give a special prayer out for him tonight, Father, that you would bring him home safely, dear Lord. And I thank you, Father, in advance, dear Lord. And we give you the praise and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. And, Father God, we love you. We thank you so much, Father God, for allowing us the grace and the space to come before you as one, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for our elders, the Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenor Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father God, we thank you even for our senior elders, their parents, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the great cloud of witnesses that have gone before us. Father God, we thank you for every servant in this house, every leader, every minister in this house, Father God. We lift before you. And Father God, every partner that is connected to this ministry in any kind of way, Father God, we bring all before you, Father God, every petition, God, every cry, every prayer request, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask and we come, we also thanking you, Father God, because we know that because you hear us, God. You are answering, God. We thank you for the miracles that we're already beholding, Father God. We thank you for the breakthroughs and the praise reports that are already coming in, Father. And we just ask that you would continue to keep, my God, your protective arms around Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Father, and her children, Father, and God, also Prophetess decrees, Father God, and prophet decrees, Father God. We thank you, Father, for Prophet Stephen Bostick and their families, Father God, their children, Father God. We just thank you, God, for even others that have been asking for prayer, Father God, whether we call their name or no, God, you know who they are, Father God, and we're covering each and every one, Father God, not leaving not a one out. And God, we just thank you for the blood that covers us all, God. We thank you right now for the channel, hallelujah, of your blessings that flow. God, we thank you so much, Father God, for the commandments and the statutes of you, Father God, that we behold, God, and uphold, Father God. We thank you that you command your blessing on our storehouses, God. We thank you that you open your good treasure unto us, God, and that we're lenders and not borrowers. Father, we decree and declare that we're the head and not the tail, above, on, and not beneath. Father, you've given us power to obtain wealth, and we thank you, God, that we dwell in the secret place of you, O God, our Most High, and we provide, and we thank you that we dwell under the shadow of the Almighty, which is you, God. You are our refuge, Father, and you are our fortress, God. And we thank you that you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, God. And we thank you, Father God, that no evil shall befall us, God, for truly you've given your angels charge over us, God, to keep us in all our ways, God. Father, lest we dash our feet against the stone. Father, we thank you for establishing your covenant. As your chosen generation, we stand as royal priesthood, and as a holy nation, and to procure your people, God, called to show forth your marvelous light in this world, God. We thank you for the healing power of the Lord Jesus. We thank you so much right now for the miracles that are continuing to spring forth. And God, we thank you right now that as we continue to move forward, God, we remember that it's not our will, but it's your will, God, that we seek to be done. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
Oh, we bless your name, Father God, and we lift your name, Father God, on high in our lives, Father God. We thank you, God, even for the ancestors that have prayed for us even to this day, Father God, that didn't even know, Father God, we would even be a thought, but the generations that tag team to bring us to even this point for being born on the solid rock of you, Father God, gives us strength in the midnight hour even, Father God. We thank you, God, for the people that are connected on this line, Father God. We don't know their faces, but we know their spirit all joining together with us, Father God. We thank you, and we lift your name, Father, lift your name, for we can't ask anything in your name, Father God, until we even come together, Father God, to worship, to continue to love you. Thank you for the examples of love through our leader, Father, our leaders, Father God, for as you've shown them love and they show us love, Father God, we can even pass that down as a tag team of love, Father God. God, I'm asking you just to touch those who are wayward in the streets tonight, Father God, who walk the corners hopeless, Father God, without anyone, Father God. Jolt them, awaken in them, Father God, and visit their hearts, Father God, and let them know that you love them, Father God. Father God, open the doors that strangers come to show love, Father God. Oh, Father God, I give your name the praise on this day. I thank you for the houses, Father God. I rebuke anything that tries to come against anybody's household, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the relationships between mothers and daughters and daughters and sons and fathers and wives, Father God. Help those bonds to be stronger, stronger, stronger in Jesus' name, Father God. Touch every woman on this line, Father God, from the crown of their head to the tip of their toes, Father God. Help us to be subject to your spirit, Father God. Cancel out anything that's not of you, Father God. Help us to be silent when it's time to be silent. Help us to be boisterous when it's time to be boisterous, Father God. Show yourself continuously mighty in the bodies of Prophet Bostick and Prophetess Aisha and anyone else that's having a challenge with infirmities, Father God. We cancel that out, for you are the greatest power, Father God, and we're trusting and believing for healing for even them, Father God. We touch your name, Father God, because your name is like lightning, Father God, and when we say Jesus, even the trembling comes forth for the devil, Father God. We give your name the praise, and we thank you for our families, Father God. Thank you for life, Father God. Thank you for a peaceful rest. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that our light breaks forth as the morning. Thank you, Lord God, that our health springs forth speedily even those that are afflicted, even those that are recovering from surgery and illness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for speedy recovery. We thank you, Lord God, for even delivering me from an accident on last night, for saving my life. Thank you, Lord God, for victory and your divine protection. We thank you, Lord, that our righteousness shall go before us, and the glory of the Lord is our reward. And thank you, Lord God, that you guide us continually and satisfy our soul in drought. Thank you, Lord, that you make fat our bones, and we shall be like a well-watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. We thank you, Father God, that we rebuild waste places. We thank you, Lord, that we raise up the foundations of many generations. And thank you, God, that we are called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the